You're listening to Potential Cast, Season 3 Wrap-Up. Buffy returns from the big city to find her friends have been battling the forces of evil without her. As she struggles to regain her mother's and her friends' trust, a new Slayer named Faith arrives in town, quickly winning over all of Buffy's friends. But Faith's arrival is just the beginning of new forces Buffy might face. For a few nights later, she encounters Angel, who has somehow returned feral and violent from the hellish demon dimension where Buffy had sent him. But the real demons Buffy must ultimately face... No. But the real demon Buffy must ultimately face is already on the side of the portal. No. Okay.
It's okay.
But the real demon Buffy must ultimately face is already on this side of the portal, preparing a special graduation day surprise for Sunnydale High. Seems like so long ago when
yes it does, it really does.
All right, so our season 3 wrap up, what yay. Did you say?
We made it we're almost halfway through.
Oh, we're almost halfway through.
And then we get to do it again.
Yeah.
I know. It's going to be awesome. Has anyone here watched The Freshman yet?
No.
Wow. I was neither. Waiting. Me neither.
Oh.
Yeah, I was waiting on you guys.
Awesome.
Guys are idiots.
Pardon?
We're not allowed to yet. We haven't recorded this. Then we can watch The Freshman.
Not you. I'm watching. Sorry. I got to turn the TV off.
Yeah, Kimberly.
Who's idiots?
Are you watching Big Brother?
No. I'm watching baseball, and someone hit a foul ball into the upper deck where there's, like, no one sitting, so there's, like, a crowd of people running towards it, and they all passed it. And I'm like, they look like morons, and I'm like, I'm watching on TV, and I'm like, you passed it. And they're just, I gotta turn it off, sorry.
Not everyone's used to that bird, that keen bird's eye view of yours, though.
Back to, okay. Right. Phew, you can cut that out.
Sure. Okay. All right. So, what'd you guys think?
I don't even remember season 3.
You don't remember season 3?
Season no. 3 was not memorable.
I remember being highly annoyed with Faith so much.
Near the end.
Yeah, towards, you know. I did like the first half of season 3 more than the second half. Hmm. I will admit. It felt like the end was kind of dragging.
It did at times feel a little bit slower than I
the opposite, like, because it should have been... I think it's because everyone's like, oh, I can't wait till you hear that! Oh, I can't wait till you see this! And I was like, oh, okay. And then I would hype myself up and be like, that's it. You know? But... yeah. I did enjoy it, I will say. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I wouldn't be watching still.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just got Faith's temporarily gone.
Well, she's in a coma.
She can always come back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that, you know, it's... I want more depth from Faith. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It felt like a broken record all season.
Mm-hmm.
And I really felt like they could have given us what they gave us with Faith, but with a lot less exposure to her.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, the whole... Like, especially after she turned bad, I felt like... Because she wasn't developing, I felt, in any particular direction except... you know, being the mayor's right hand. I didn't feel like I lost interest. I lost interest, and I couldn't find anything interesting in Faith anymore. Once she went bad, because at that point I was like, okay, she's just a badass being bad now. And I was always kind of hoping that she'd, you know, double-cross the mayor. And it would be some kind of elaborate sting or something, because that, for me, is more interesting than seeing Faith go down into the dark side. However, it's not without its merits, but I would have preferred a little bit more.
You think?
I think so. I mean, there's always time for redemption, and there's, you know, there are more seasons, and I'm assuming she's going to be, on, you know, in the next season, and possibly seasons thereafter, but... For me, I was kind of hoping we'd get a few more things out of season three, other than the whole theme of graduating high school and Buffy graduating away from being under the thumb of the Watchers Guild. So for me, it felt a little bit like, okay, that's all great. I really like this, but I wanted more. I said it before. I wanted more Angel backstory about when he was in hell. I thought that was a missed opportunity. I'm still very interested in that, and I really hope I find out more. And with Faith, again, as soon as she went bad, I kind of lost it. Frankly, as soon as she killed Guy, I completely lost interest in her. And maybe they should have given us more
lost interest backstory. Or lost respect.
Lost interest because
maybe because they should have given you. Something more to become emotionally invested in her character so you would feel more tragedy.
And I really just didn't have an emotional connection with Faith, really. And maybe if they'd given us more backstory before she turned, it would have helped that for me. But, you know, and I really felt like Wesley was completely useless. I mean, I'm biased, you know, I called him a stupid head and all that, but I really felt like he was overall pretty useless. I mean, I understand the role he plays. He has to be the anti-Giles, as Giles is himself moving away from the council, so I guess he can follow Buffy to college. But for me, I really felt like he didn't bring anything.
No.
I didn't, yeah, I really didn't feel like he brought anything, Wesley. Yeah, I mean, I really enjoyed the season, but the things I didn't appreciate, Faith's turn and Wesley in general, I felt were, you know, and I felt Cordy was underused as well. I think there was some potential to use Cordy a little more than just, you know, the little bitchy session.
I think if they used her anymore, it would have become super cheesy and comical.
Yeah.
To the point where she would be a caricature instead of a character, you know, and it would just be like it would be, you would have crossed over into that Steve Urkel territory, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I think they used Wesley enough to me as comic relief as well, because he was such a bumbling newbie at what he was doing. So it was almost like he was picking up the comic relief slack that necessarily wasn't coming out of Xander or Cordelia? I don't know. I did not like Faith to the point where I would find myself checking out.
Yeah, that's
sometimes when she was on, just because I didn't sympathize with her. I didn't find her likable, or, you know, I had no emotional attachment to her in any way, shape, or form, good, bad, or indifferent. I was just kind of like, eh, whatever, Faith's on. Oh, she's here to stir something up.
Exactly. I wish there was more between her and everyone else in the season, because, like, the mayor, he was so quirky, strange, weird, and we knew that he was the bad guy, but when he was on, you listened and you cared about what he was saying.
Totally.
Whereas with Faith, it was just like, I was just like, ugh. I don't know. Maybe it could have just been the actress. I honestly have
maybe.
No idea.
It could be.
I just don't like her.
Yeah.
Sorry, Robin.
No, don't apologize to Robin. He's busy.
I loved the mayor to the point where he is now officially one of my favorite characters so far in the three seasons that we've seen so far. He kind of picked up my Spike slack. because
talk about Slack. One episode.
I know. I miss him.
Yeah, what's so weird is in the season three DVDs, he's on like one of the discs.
I know.
Mm-hmm. And
so you think he's in it more, but no.
Right.
Ooh. Does Drusilla make a comeback? Like,
don't answer that. I don't want to know. I want to be surprised if Drew shows up again.
Okay. Like, I don't mind if they come back or not. But never mind. Don't answer.
Thank you.
Don't answer.
So, what did we like other than the mayor? Is it agreed that we all enjoyed the mayor?
Yes.
Yes.
I thoroughly enjoyed the mayor.
The mayor especially, has been the best villain of all three seasons.
Especially when he gave that talking to Angel about his relationship with Buffy. Yes. It's like, you tell him, mayor. Mm-hmm. Totally.
Which is ironic because I can't stand the Buffy Angel love story. Yet it's the whole... Isn't it like the whole theme of the entire series? I can't stand them.
Yeah, hopefully with his own show, he's going to be less prominent, and hopefully she'll be less attached and whiny about it. Not that she's really whiny, but she got a little whiny a couple episodes.
Oh, she did right before the prom? Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But, you know, he was being a jerk.
Yeah, I think in their series, each series they'll have, you know, their love interests to distract them, but they're always going to be pining over each other until the end where they get together. My theory. I don't know if they do or not, but I think.
They will always love each other.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course
not.
Just can't bear to hear his bad mouth bangle.
Bagel.
Bagel. I do like bagel. I do.
Well, to me, I mean, it was just so surprising going through it again. Like, when I think of season three, I think best big bad of the series.
Yes.
And I just think just the best overall arc and the best standalone episodes. There are very few episodes. Yeah, sorry, no killing zombies tonight. And very few duds. Very few episodes that are duds. But then going through it again, because when I think about this season was a lot about Faith and the mayor, but really it wasn't. The first, like, half or
I know, I'm looking at the episode list here, and we have Anne, Dead Man's Party, Faith, Hope, and Trish.
Was this season?
That was the season premiere.
Oh, I thought that was last season.
No, season premiere. Faith, Hope, and Trick, Beauty and the Beast, Homecoming, Band Candy. Revelations.
Band love Candy. That. Oh, Band God. Candy. I'm sorry. Band Candy is...
It's great. It is great.
Oh, my God. It's awesome.
It's Know the Wish. Jesus. It's not. The Wish was awesome.
Okay. All right. Favorite episode of the season?
The Wish.
Band Candy.
I don't know.
Is it Gingerbread?
Gingerbread.
Huh?
What happened in the episodes? I don't remember.
It was the little kids with the bottle that had a plain white label that said chloroform.
Is it Dead Man's Party with the awkward argument?
Oh, yeah.
That was awkward.
And the mask.
Band Candy is...
Band Candy was funny. I do remember that. Like,
Band Candy pushed the pack out of being my number one favorite episode. And I love that stupid episode.
What was the Rosencrantz Guildenstern episode?
The Zeppo.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
That was pretty awesome. Yeah, that's a very close second for me.
Of any television series, I can't remember what happens by the title of it, except for Lost. Like, if you say Lost, I can probably riddle off quotes from each episode. I could tell you, like, but no, I can't. I'm like, what happened? What happened? Yeah.
And of course, Kim hated Enemies because she got duped.
Yeah, I was pretty pissed.
by the evil Josh Weldon.
No, Josh Eden.
But yeah, the Faith going bad storyline didn't really start until episode 14.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the thing with Faith and Buffy, I wish there was more tension with them.
Sexual tension?
No. Oh. Like,
something more to time together.
Yeah, because at the beginning they were like, you know, big sis, little sis. You know, and I wish that they were more rivals for longer.
I see what you mean.
You know, instead of them trying to find a way to fight with each other. Then, because it was all about Faith trying to one-up Buffy, it felt like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
I would agree.
And that's super annoying.
Am I the only one that never really noticed any kind of connection between the two of them?
Ugh, it was just... Like, the Bad Girls episode was one of the most cringe-worthy television viewings ever for me. Because of the whole, want, take, have. Stick a needle in my eye. Please.
Hold on, I've got to answer the phone. Mm-hmm. That's my husband.
I wonder if he killed another pig.
Is Steph at the hospital?
No, she's at home. No. She can't podcast from the hospital anymore.
I know, that's what I was like.
Because of that beach.
Okay. Is she sneaking away a corner and podcasting?
No.
Do what now?
I was just saying, did you sneak away in a corner to podcast at work? But no, you're at home.
No, I'm at home where the phone's ringing and everything.
It's okay. Mm.
No, where were we?
I was just saying how Bad Girls was super cringeworthy for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I really thought that entire Let's Be Bad was just awful.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it was maybe all just horrible execution. I mean, there was a little bit of that, especially on Faith's part. But what really got me was just, I don't know, I guess it just, I don't know. Like, what are you doing shoplifting? What are you doing burglarizing places?
I wonder if Sarah Michelle Gellar and Elijah, whatever her face,
Dushku.
I wonder if they actually liked each other.
You're thinking maybe they didn't get along and we could tell?
Yeah, because you know, I heard that Susan Lucci and Sarah Michelle Gellar did not get along on My Children. Because Sarah Michelle Gellar is very business-like. She is all business. So.
Oh, yeah?
Or a snob. A stuck-up, spoiled brat.
Just the way Angel called her, and that was such an awesome moment. Gonna act like a brat. Arrow through the chest. Yep. That's right. You're a category one. Oh, never mind. Ugh. Whoa, what did Russell T. Davis do to poor Jane Espenson? That show is horrible.
It's pathetic.
It's the saddest, but I can't stop. It's like a car wreck.
What show is that?
Torchwood Miracle Day.
Oh, is that the revamping of it?
It's the
reimaginationing of it?
It's the regression.
Imaginationing.
It's the BBC didn't have enough money for it, so let's take some U.S. dollars to keep it going. And like Desiree had a point. They should have ended on a high note with Children of Earth.
Yeah. And that's what they usually do in British TV. They end on high notes. Like, there are two seasons of The Office.
Is the show still going, or is it canceled?
No, it's still on. I think they get ratings because people can't look away, and they're having and they're having like Mystery Science Theater parties at home. They're having like riff track parties. Yeah,
drink every time they say nobody can die.
Nobody can die. Oh man, we'd all be drunk.
I have a stockpile. I have 4 episodes I have to catch up on just because I can't.
One of them is brilliant. And was awesome, and the others. Although the last one I thought wasn't too bad. I'm just wondering where they got those super fast planes to get them where they had to go.
Yeah.
Regardless. Yeah,
that episode, there was a lot of good parts and a lot of bad parts.
Yeah. Anywho, it's poor Jane Espenson. Her reputation is just, ugh. I hope she can make it past Torchwood Miracle Day. That's all I'm saying.
I think she'll be fine.
What'd you guys think of the writing this season? segue.
Oh, better than one and two.
Yeah, I'd say so too. I think it's stronger. I think, you know, some of the stuff they did, which was, you know, a little daring, and mm-hmm. the kind of alternate universe stuff was awesome, and I think that gave them a chance to kind of explore different things.
Yeah. My favorite character of season three is Willow.
Hey, y'all, I'm so sorry. My phone's ringing.
Okay. It's okay. Good talking about you. Yeah, Willow was great. Are we not talking until stuff goes wrong?
Oh, that's what we usually do. But go ahead. Willow was great. Willow was your favorite character this season?
Yeah, we'll wait till Stephanie comes back. That's all right. Save my comments. Mm-hmm.
All right. So we were talking, Steph, how Kim's favorite character this season was Willow.
Willow. Everyone else agree?
Yeah, why, Kim? Why?
I thought she grew the most. She had the most character development. She's kind of honed in on her witch skills. She and Oz had their special moment.
Woo-hoo. Ooh, and he didn't lose his soul.
No.
Hey, yeah, you're right. He didn't.
No, and she had the most fun this season, probably acting-wise, of what she got to do. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I just think that she really got to showcase what she can do and how talented she is, so.
Definitely very talented.
I really liked Willow this season.
Yeah, I would say the same. I think that's evident by how many of my quotes were Willow quotes this year.
Yeah, we should make a note of who chooses whose quotes.
Oh.
Because I think I tend to lean towards the Xander and Cordelia quotes. Hmm.
I pick Oz and Xander quotes a lot, I believe.
Yeah.
I think my favorite Oz quote. Yes, Willow for the third season running is my favorite character.
Nice.
I wonder when she'll discover she's a lesbian.
Well, she's got a little bit in her.
That's what he said.
Which is straight, because I really like Willow, but in real life, if there was a Willow, I would not be friends with her.
I would be fawning over that girl.
I know, which I don't think I would be friends with her at all, but I like her on the TV show. Hmm. I think on the show, the only one I would be friends with would be Xander.
Really?
Cordelia.
Anya? I'm confused.
Yeah, probably Anya. Probably Xander would be the one I'd be friends with.
So you could borrow his sweaters?
Yeah. It's Randy River Originals.
When's he going to start wearing bowling shirts like Xander?
Say that again?
When is he going to start wearing bowling shirts like Xander?
I mean,
like Chandler. Zandler.
Zandler.
Zandler. Nice.
Did we do our predictions in the last episode? I think we did.
A couple. I mean, I remember mentioning, I think Faith is going to wake up with amnesia. I stand by that. I think that's what's going to happen.
No way.
You don't think so?
If Faith comes back, it'll be one episode. She won't be there for like a big arc.
Really?
That's what I think. That's what I hope.
So we're talking about what you're expecting for season four. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, now I guess. Gabby said who her favorite was.
Willow again.
Yeah. All right, so what do we think is going to happen in season four?
Hold on, before we do that, do you guys want to play some voicemails?
Of course.
Sure.
All right, this is a voicemail. Someone called our number. 27040 Buffy. Let's listen.
Hey, Gex. This is Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
I'm hoping that this will be for your season 3 wrap-up, but if not, oh, well. Congratulations on finishing the third season of Buffy. You guys have been doing a great job, including and especially Stephanie. I think most of the listeners understand what a difficult job you have, Stephanie, and how well you're doing it. You guys are all great. I also just wanted to mention that even though the feedback and even the guests sometimes make it seem like you guys are all alone in whatever your opinion is, that's pretty much never true. There are listeners who agree with you about a lot of things. Not everyone is a Faith fan, for instance.
Yay.
There are people for whom season 3 is not really their favorite season. But instead, it's like in the low or middle of their favorites list. So please don't think when Stephanie says that you just watched the best season that it's all downhill from here. Some of us like the later seasons more than the earlier seasons. I think we're all going to have some fun finding out your preferences. So hang in there. Have fun. The best is yet to come. Thanks again, guys, for keeping with it. Bye.
Thanks, Carol. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Hold on. I've got to pause it and then restart that. Darn iTunes. Sorry. Go ahead, Steph.
Okay. I don't say that it's all down from here. I mean, season 3 is my favorite. I just believe it's the best, most consistent season of them all. But there's so much more. Like, later on, the seasons become more and more serialized.
Ooh.
You still have the monster of the week, but... You know, just like it gets harder to tell what happens in which episode because it's just but let's see, as far as season 4 is the funniest to me.
That's
season
good.
Ooh. Season 4. Yeah, I think you guys will really like season 4. It's the lightest.
Nice.
Well, I can't wait. I really can't. It's going to be awesome.
And then, you know, season 5. I love season 5. Season 6 is great. I mean, there's so much more good stuff to come. It's not all downhill from here.
That's good. Cool.
Well, let's listen to our second caller. Here we go.
Hey, Gax. I am so excited for you guys to start season 4. I just found your podcast a little while ago. I heard Brian mentioned it on the Hellmouth podcast, and I figured I'd check it out. And I love it. I love being able to hear everyone's first reactions, and I cannot wait to hear your take on season 4. Season 4 is not one of my favorite seasons, but it's definitely a big season. 3 of my favorite characters are either introduced or become more important.
More characters?
To the show, 2 of my favorite characters either start or become more.
Hold on, let me rewind.
Characters are either introduced or become more important to the show. 2 of my favorite relationships either start or become more. And it features my favorite episode of all time, Hush.
Uh-huh.
So I really can't wait to hear you guys discuss season 4 and all of the interesting stuff that happens in it. I love you guys. Katrin, bye.
Thanks.
I believe I heard Katrin. And thank you. That was an awesome teaser.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Right. Hush is such a great episode. It's hard to say I hate season 4 when you've got... You know, Something Blue and Hush and, you know, just the funniest and scariest and, you know, some episodes that really give you a lot to sink your teeth into.
Cool.
It's like a vampire.
Yeah.
All right, let's listen to call. This is a voice memo from my favorite bozo, Michael. Here we go.
Hello, potential cast. Long time listener. First time caller.
Liar.
I just wanted to say that I loved season 3. I loved it a lot. I loved seeing Snyder get eaten by a snake.
Yeah.
Yes.
I enjoyed Oz getting a piece of Willow Booty. I enjoyed... Well, I didn't enjoy Xander not trying to get a piece of Anya at the end of the world there at the very end of the season. Doesn't everybody try and do that when the world's going to end? Shouldn't he have tried to grab a piece of Anya at the end there? Anyway, I enjoyed Faith getting stabbed in the gut. That was nice. At least, well, the thing I have to say about Faith is at least she did not have a Jamaican accent. That's all I have to say. I know Robin loves her, and I won't rip on her because Robin just had a baby. Oh, wait, his wife had a baby. Sorry. Anyway, so season three, I really enjoy. It's not my favorite season, but it was one of my favorites, and I love the mayor. He's one of the standout characters of the series, I'd have to say. Who, you know, one of the standout villains, we'll say. He's quirky, he's fun, he's quite a character. Oh, it's Michael, by the way, in case you guys didn't know. Later. Oh, and Illyrio, thank you for your hospitality. Montreal is amazing, even though you tried to have me eaten by raccoons. Later, everybody.
Did you make them all poutine?
No, we went to a restaurant called Poutineville. It's new. And they have different kind of gourmet poutines on a menu, but they also have this piece of paper where you can check off all the ingredients you want.
Nice.
And it was splendiferous.
Wonderful.
They offer home-cut fries, they offer crushed potato fries, and they also offer sweet potato fries if you want. Yes,
Kim. Sweet potato fries, wouldn't that be
Kim,
kind of...
Kim, you gotta come to Montreal, and I'll take you to Poutineville. You will adore it.
Sweet potato fries are awesome.
They have TSN on the big screen, too.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys have raccoons in Montreal?
Well, we have this big hill in the middle of the city that some people call the mountain.
We have raccoons.
It's called the Mount Royal. And the last time I went up there with guests, it was the daytime. And this time it was dark, and we saw a raccoon, and then another, and then we turn our heads, and there are dozens of raccoons being fed things by idiots. One guy let the raccoon drink from his water bottle. In one area, there was a couple, kind of like she was sitting, the guy was lying down, and they were practically playing with one of the raccoons. There were like four or five families of raccoons. I know, they carry rabies. I was so embarrassed. I was so embarrassed. I was mortified.
Oh, I wouldn't be embarrassed.
I was embarrassed. Thank God for socialized medicine, though, because all these idiots are going to get free rabies shots.
Yucky yuck.
So, can I venture a question?
Please.
Okay. What do you guys want to see happen in season 4?
Next season or overall? Let's see.
In season 4, more specifically, but even in general, what do you want to see happen?
I'd like to see... Xander, I think Anya's back, so Zandia. Wow, I can't speak English.
Zandia.
See Xander get a new flame, a new love interest. I'd like to see Buffy get a new love interest that actually means something, that isn't just like
Scott Hope,
a waste of time. I don't know.
Be careful what you wish for.
So if I wish that she gets another boyfriend, I'm going to wish that she's back with Angel. Ugh.
Ooh, that would be interesting. Could there be a relationship that makes Kim wish Bagel were back together?
No.
Wow. Gabby,
I hope that there's someone next season that is... badass in the sense like they're not a fake badass like Faith, but a badass like Angel Angelus was.
Thank you for correcting yourself.
Yeah.
What if Buffy and Xander Army Xander
and Southern Belle Buffy? Gabby, what do you want to see next season and maybe even in the future?
I would like Willow to come to her senses about making her really crappy decision about staying there and going to college.
I want at the end of that first episode, I want Willow full of regret. I want her
what am I doing
bitter and twisted up inside about her most, please forgive me, retarded decision in the history of the fictional world.
Did they say where Xander was going to school?
He's going to be on the road and find himself, like isn't he? He's going to end up hurting himself. That's my little prediction.
All of a sudden going he's a hippie to with wanderlust.
Or he's going to have like some bad LSD trip. He's going to come back all fucked up, and it's not going to work out for him.
I'd like to see Xander have. I want to see him get some sort of power.
Oh, you want Xander to actually power? Like also become like supernaturally?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because season one,
I'd like to see him.
Buffy. Season two, Willow. Season three,
more Willow.
More Willow. Season four, Xander becomes something important instead of just the Zeppo.
Let's hope.
Wouldn't it be ironic if he turned into a vampire because he hates them so much?
It would. It would. Yeah. No. I mean. No. Again, I can't wait to find out more about his home life.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll get a little bit of a peek in there and see the horror for ourselves.
I have a feeling that would make me cry. Not that I haven't cried at all this
year. I'd like to know more about everyone's backstory. I'd like to know more about Ripper. I'd like to know more about Willow.
Yeah, because every time people mention Ripper, I'm like, I've only seen like Ripper for like half an episode, and I'm sure that people are like referring to later instances of Ripper and hopefully Ripper flashbacks. Because so far, I haven't seen a lot of Ripper, and people keep mentioning Ripper. I'm like, okay, I hope it comes soon.
Yes.
You know. So, what's in for Joyce? Is she waitressing in L.A. like I probably? Like I predicted. Is she fulfilling some kind of reversal time destiny? Walking in her daughter's shoes?
She's stalking Juice Newton.
Nice.
She's in a Juice Newton cover band.
Nice.
What if Joyce has some sort of supernatural power? Wouldn't that be such a waste? Sorry.
Her supernatural power is super guilt woman.
She's mastered that, so.
What if Joyce became a vampire and then Buffy had to stake her mom?
Nice.
That would be fantastic.
Okay, I want us.
No, she couldn't stake her boyfriend, so how could she stake her mother?
Boyfriend.
But, yep, her lover.
Her, sorry, her lover.
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 Lover. I want us to bet something.
Okay.
The three of us should try to predict how Giles is going to find his way into being somehow employed or not a creeper at the university, but actually legally allowed to be there and still be part of everyday stuff. So, and librarian is off limits.
Damn.
I will go first.
Okay, go ahead.
I think he will be a water boy for the varsity football team.
Wow. Come on, be serious.
No, I choose not to.
Ooh, he's going to be the assistant manager of the Barnes & Noble just off of campus.
Yeah. Maybe the one across the street from that new coffee place that, I'm sorry, I think will replace the Bronze. I think we may have seen the last of the Bronze.
You mean the place where you get mochas?
Yeah, the place where you get mochas. Kim, what do you think?
I think he might enroll as a continuing education student.
Mature student. Of course.
Or he'll be like
a visiting professor.
A dean of something.
That damn dean.
I was saying, oh no, we have to deal with a new principal. But then I realized, oh no, they're in
What if they're on their way to the dean's office and they don't know Giles is the new dean and they walk in and all of a sudden it's Giles?
Oh god.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
That's so 80s sitcom.
I know.
No, I think he'll have to be employed somehow.
Isn't he independently wealthy or something?
No, because have you seen his car?
Maybe he'll just still be the
sorry, you're right.
He'll still be the librarian at Sunnydale High.
No, they blew that up. That Sunnydale High is no more.
Wait, I take that back. Rewind.
Italy has messed up your brain.
Oh, it sure has.
Must be all the wonderful food.
Italy is amazing.
Did you go to Venice?
That's where I was, in Venice.
Oh, you didn't go anywhere else?
We were in Venice and a little, like, a suburb of Venice called Padova. We were there most of the time. Cool. I went for a wedding, right? And it was one of my best friends, her friends from high school is getting married. And I was like, I'm coming, I don't care if I'm not invited. So I would basically crash this wedding in Italy. And it was medieval themed in a castle in Venice. It was so beautiful. And, like, all the waitstaff were dressed, like, in, like they were knights. And the ladies were, like, made it. It was fantastic. It was so beautiful.
Wow.
It was fantastic. But, yeah, I had such a good time. All I did was eat and drink and then eat some more. It was great.
Awesome. I'm going to Guelph this weekend for a family. Isn't that glamorous?
Aren't they having their peach festival this weekend? So you can have some peach cobbler, maybe? So where were we? What were we talking about?
Stuff.
Stuff we want to see. And
it's
then
just
we
been so long, I think we're like...
Predictions.
How does Giles make it into the story without being a creeper?
Yeah, because I remember that's what I most wanted to see, was most interested in, was how does he stay relevant in the story when they go off to college?
Mm-hmm. Creeper.
Gillow.
What if he dates Buffy's mom and they live together?
Yeah, do you think that's going to happen, you guys?
No.
Why not? Why not?
If it happens, it'll be like in a funny episode, like Band Candy. If they hook up again.
Hmm. Anything's possible.
I don't think it'll be serious.
It probably won't even happen, but you never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
Anything's possible.
I don't know. Steph's awfully quiet, so.
Or he's a creeper.
Yeah, he could be a creeper.
He could be a creeper.
But season 4 looks great. It has a better
camera.
Yes, better camera. Nice. More lights.
It's just like progressively each season gets brighter and brighter. Mm-hmm. And brighter.
It does.
It's nice. And the fighting gets better and better. The makeup gets better and better.
It does.
Which is nice. Oh, I meant to ask earlier, Stephanie, because like we said in the last episode about how, well, for me, season 3 felt like a really good season on its own. Like, the finale felt like a season finale.
Yes.
Sorry, not a season, a series finale, in the sense that everything was wrapped up.
Right, because, well, at Comic-Con, Joss said that they never knew if they were getting another season, so they always wrap things up, but it made it really hard to write a season premiere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Uh-huh. Yeah, because I'm just wondering if, I don't know if it's a spoiler or not, but is that how it is for season 4, 5, and 6, or do they know that they're going to get...
Okay, season 4 is really odd.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did they know that they were going to get a season 5, is what I mean? Like, are all the seasons sort of...
I feel like, yes, I feel like the end of season 4... Okay, just like, in season 2, there was... they mentioned the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
And, but now, for season 4... Nothing is really... You haven't heard... There's nothing about season 4 that's foreshadowed in season 3.
Okay.
But I feel like towards the end of season 4, it's a foreshadowing of what's to come later.
Okay. So maybe they found out towards the end they're getting picked up for another season or something?
Mm-hmm.
And they started to throw in little tidbits?
Maybe. Yes, of deeper things. Deeper, mm-hmm. more mythology.
All right. That's cool. I guess it's tough for series to do that. Because you don't know if you're going to be around for one season or if you're going to be around for seven or eight. That's mm-hmm. tough.
Whereas these days, it seems like a lot of shows like Dexter. The first couple of seasons of Dexter, we got to... it was a lot about his mental, like, you know, is he really a psychopath? Can he be helped? Can this relationship, is this going to be the relationship that helps him and turn him into a better person? You know what I mean? And then later on, I feel like Dexter has gotten away from that. It's all about the villain of the, mm-hmm. of the season. And they don't care about... Dexter as a person much. It's just mm-hmm. so, but I feel like in Buffy later on it gets deeper into her and things. Whereas most shows don't. They just focus on the conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Until the show finally fizzles out. But this show, it was, you know, I have never been more satisfied with a series than with Buffy.
That's cool. That's
the entire series, wow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Is it time to rate the series, the season?
Let's do it.
Sure.
I think it's time to rate the season. Steph, what would you rate this season? I wonder.
Well, because it has the best big bad, and I really like Faith, and... okay, Buffy and Angel's relationship was really odd in this season because it felt like for the whole season she's telling him goodbye.
Hmm.
Yeah?
Well, she needs to be, but maybe she wasn't, but I just feel like because they can't truly be together, they know that now, that they weren't together as much together as they were. That sounds terrible. You know what I mean? They weren't as close in season three as they were in season two, because in season three they realized that they can't, it's impossible for them to truly be together. So that was a little weird. But so I give it a 9 out of 10. I don't
points.
Know.
Do we have a special like rating system? I have to agree. I enjoyed the season, but I don't know. I think, for me, it's no secret. Like, I have loved and jealous, and I know that he's never going to make it. He's never going to come back. But so it's like I'm wishing for something. And I just feel like I'm hesitant to give something a perfect score because I haven't seen what's coming next. So I don't know how you can give something.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always holding back because I'm like, I haven't felt completely, like, nothing's been perfect yet or since Angelus. So I would give it either an 8.5-ish towards 9 out of 10. I did enjoy this season, but there are things that I didn't like that stuck out like a sore thumb. Like, I don't care what everyone says, the speech at the prom by Jonathan made me want to vomit, and, like, I just hated that, and Faith, ugh. And, you know, stuff like that. But overall, like, I really enjoyed it, even though I complained about it the most. But I did enjoy it, so I'll give it an 8.5 out of 10.
So you think that Angelus cannot come back?
No, I don't think that he can't.
Uh-huh. You're not expecting Angelus to come back.
I think we'll see Angelus again, like in a flashback. I don't know if we'll see Angelus in the present again. If he does, then he has to give in to temptation. So I don't know if he or Buffy will be willing to do that.
Or someone else.
I don't think he can get a moment of pure happiness from anyone else but Buffy.
I'm confused though. Are we sure that that thing is back on? That curse is still back on, that he still can't have a moment of pure happiness?
Oh, I honestly have no idea. Well, I don't
know. Guy.
Maybe like somebody, another witch or something, puts a spell on him and he becomes Angelus again.
Eh, one can only hope.
If that's the case, then yeah, bring it on.
Like Donkey Kong.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, because Robin kind of hinted at it. Like, the show's called Angel, not Angelus. So I don't know if it's going
to come. Maybe that was a foiler.
No, I don't think so.
I wouldn't put it past Robin to foiler us.
See, because I remember when I was at the point, you know, watching the first time, I remember thinking, Angelus, they have to bring you back, but they have to bring you back at the perfect time. Hmm. It can't be too soon. It can't be too late.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I really hope.
I would love to see him back every week, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, it should be the Angelus show.
Yeah.
And it would be awesome. Gabby, how would you rate this season?
Well, there were less crappy filler episodes in this season. And it looked better. The growth of a lot of the characters was good. The introduction of a lot of new characters was... I liked that a lot, but I found myself missing old favorites.
Like Ted?
Totally. You're so right.
I really like that episode, you cruel, cruel ladies.
I miss, you know, like, I miss Drew. I miss Spike. And as entertaining as the mayor was, I still miss them. I know, right? Give him back to me once, and then you take him away.
By the way, James Marsters going to be in Montreal next weekend.
Yay! You mean the guy from Torchwood?
Yeah. We actually have a Montreal Comic-Con. Who knew?
Wow. Are you going?
I might check in, but it's also a weekend where we're supposed to have Moira and her family over for a little sailing weekend. But who knows? Oh. We'll pass by. Adam West and Burt Ward are supposed to be there.
Oh, sweet.
I think that's it.
Oh. And James Marsters. Saul. Just the three of them. No. They're all going to be hanging out watching Canada's First Handyman.
That would be the best weekend ever.
Oh, I'd like to see them back. I'd like to see Drusilla.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So...
I'm wondering, do they have... Sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. But it is getting better. It's getting better all the time, every season. So I'm going to... But Faith, I hate her. And I don't want to see her back, but I'm scared she's going to come back. But anyway, I'm going to give it 8.5 out of 10.
Cool.
Yes.
Well, I'd have to say I would have given this season 10 out of 10. But because of Faith and the lack of Angelus in Hell storyline, I will say that it's going to get an 8 out of 10 hot, steamy, wet, and angels. Because... Boy, he was really well moisturized coming out of Hell. And you'd think it'd be a dry heat. You know what I'm saying?
Like, Hell would be like Texas.
Yeah.
Well, all I have to say is lots of characters will be back. Lots of new characters will come in. A lot... when Angel gets his own show, you get some, there's a lot of mythology there in that show that you will learn about. And I think the crossovers between Buffy and Angel, they are so exciting, and I can't wait to watch them.
I was going to ask you about that. I was going to be are the crossovers like special plot points in each story, or are they, or Like, are there just, like, two or three a season, or does it happen more often than we think?
Well, at first it's just a little bit. It's just just an incident here, incident there. And then a character will go to L.A., a character will go to Sunnydale, another character will go to L.A., another character will go to Sunnydale. Characters just go back and forth in several episodes. And then there's a huge multi-episode arc that crosses over. And then there's this one episode that's just so tragically heartbreaking and emotional. And
awesome.
Good times.
Well, yeah, it's going to be fun.
We hope you enjoyed
our... I can't wait to get started.
We hope you enjoyed our recap episode. You can reach us by phone, 270-40-BUFF. You can write us an email at...
PotentialCast@gmail.com.
You can join our Facebook group, facebook.com/group/PotentialCast. And you can always check out PotentialCast.com, where we release the show notes, and you can download directly, but we want you to subscribe via iTunes. Thank you. And what is our homework for next time, Steph?
Next week is the freshmen.
Yay!
Yay!
So we can retire our season 3 DVDs and break out our season 4 DVDs.
Season 4.
Yay!
Yay!
Awesome. Well, all right. Well, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
It's getting better all the time. I used to get mad at my school.
I can't complain.
The teachers that taught me weren't cool.
I can't complain.
They're holding me down, turning me round, filling me up with your rules. I've got to admit, it's getting better. A little better all the time.
I
have to admit, it's getting better. It's getting better. Since you've been mine, he used to be angry young man, he hiding the head in the sand. You gave me the word, I finally heard. You're doing the best that I can. I've got to admit, it's getting better, it's a little better. She loved. Man, I was mean, but I'm changing my scene, and I'm doing the best that I can. I admit, it's getting better, a little better, all the time. Yes, I admit, it's getting better, it's getting better, since you've better all the time.